And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. The life of Rupert Barlow, wealthy backer of Larry's present Broadway play, seems to become more complicated each day, and his temper is getting more and more out of hand. For Rupert is not accustomed to having things go wrong with his life since he has spent a good many years indulging his every wish. Right now, however, we find him in the library of his luxurious Long Island home at Oyster Bay. He is seated at a desk which is littered with mail. There's a checkbook open in front of him. A deep scowl covers his handsome face. And then, suddenly, his houseman, Victor, appears. And we hear...
Well, I've been looking all over for you, Mr. Barlow. I thought sure you must have gone out.
I've been right here most of the morning, Victor, worse luck. Most confounded mess I've ever seen. What does Julia mean by leaving me to cope with all this wretched mail? She knows perfectly well that I'm absolutely helpless when I see a stack of letters like this. Invitations, requests, bills, heaven knows what.
How come you're trying to work on that stuff?
What else can I do? Phone keeps ringing, all kinds of people calling up to get an answer to all kinds of questions. I tell you, it's enough to drive a man out of his mind. I'm thinking of packing up and driving into New York to stay in my apartment where I can have the phone cut off.
Ah, you wouldn't like that, boss. You'd get sick of it in a couple of days.
Well, I can't stand much more of this, Victor. My nerves are in an uproar. There's no sense to it. Why should Julia Dixon desert me just when I need her most, just when I have all kinds of problems on my mind?
Well, Mr. Barlow, I guess maybe she kind of got sore at you for walking out on her in Bermuda without letting her know.
Well, I had to get back here. Besides, she had no business to be in Bermuda. What does she think I'm paying her for, to leave whenever she pleases, stay as long as she likes? It's outrageous, that's what it is. I'm entirely too easygoing, Victor. People take advantage of me.
Oh, I don't know, boss. I wouldn't exactly say that.
Well, look at Julia Dixon. For over 10 years, I've employed her as my secretary and housekeeper. Kept her in luxury. Allowed her to live like a princess. And what's the thanks I get? She leaves me high and dry. Stays down in that beastly place without even a thought for me.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Barlow. I got the notion that maybe Miss Julia is getting kind of edgy. I mean, she's been expecting to get married, you know. Kind of got to be a one-track idea, you know what I mean? People get like that. And she's fed up with looking after this place and handling all your mail and stuff.
Did she tell you this?
No, not in so many words. I'm just telling you how I think it is. And now she's got this good-looking young guy running after her, making a big play for her. I wouldn't be surprised if it kind of gave her independent ideas.
You don't think she'd leave me, do you, Victor?
Gee, I don't know, boss. You know how women are once they get a notion.
But she knows I couldn't get along without her. She's made me absolutely dependent on her.
Sure, I know, but she's got this new guy, you know, and...
Victor, she isn't just making this up.
Let's say she isn't. I saw him all right. I saw him every time I saw her. He was hanging around closer than a mustard plaster.
What was he like?
I told you. Good-looking enough to be a movie star. No kidding. Tall and straight, with deep, healthy-looking tan, thick blonde hair. He's quite a guy at that. I gotta admit it, boss.
What's he doing running after Julia? He must be years younger than she is.
Oh, I guess he's younger, all right, but he's nuts for her just the same. You know, you maybe haven't had a good look at Miss Julia lately. You take her kind of for granted. She's a pretty swell-looking woman, believe you me.
This is very upsetting, Victor. I don't like it at all. The young fellow is obviously no good. Some upstart is just making a fool of her. Probably a fortune hunter.
Oh, I think you got it all wrong there, boss. From what I saw, this guy, he sure got it bad. The way he looks at Miss Julia. Boy, that's love, or I miss my guess. And besides, she doesn't have any money, and fortune hunters find out about that stuff, you know?
Well, I won't have it. She can't do this to me. Did you send that cable as I told you?
Sure did, boss.
And still no answer?
Nothing so far.
Well, this is absolutely outrageous. I want Julia Dixon to come home, and I want her to come home at once.
Well, how do you figure to work it out if she's having a good time?
I demand it. I insist. I'm her employer, after all. I'm the one who gives the orders, Victor.
Well, yeah, sure, Mr. Barlow. Only if she's fixing to give up the job anyhow...
What? She can't do that.
Well, why not? Maybe she'd marry this Bermuda guy, live in a cottage or something? wouldn't look so bad to a woman like Miss Julia.
Now, see here, Victor. I don't want to hear any more of your nonsense. You get a call through to Bermuda. Get Julia on the line.
Well, what if she isn't at the hotel?
Well, have them locate her. I don't care how much it costs. They're bound to find her somewhere. Those islands aren't so big a person could get lost. Now, do as I say, Victor. Get that call through at once.
Okay, Mr. Barlow. Of course, it'll tie up the line till I get through.
I don't care. Get that call in right away.
Okay. I was just thinking, suppose someone else called, like Mrs. Noble or something.
Rupert Barlow has been so taken up with amazement over Julia's actions that he's put Mary Noble out of his mind. He realizes this with a shock, and almost at once his thoughts return to her and to the frustration of his romantic plans. Meanwhile, in nearby Rosehaven, we find Larry and Mary in the garden back of their home. Larry sits casually on the end of the low stone wall as Mary kneels before a peony bush. And we hear...
I don't see why you go to all that trouble every year, honey. Pinching off all those little buds. Why don't you just let them alone, let them come out?
They wouldn't bloom, Larry. They just take the strain from the main blossom. You've got to disbud peony bushes to get the best flowers.
Well, I don't know, Mary. It seems like a lot of fuss and bother to me.
Oh, you might just reach over in front of you and nip off a few buds yourself while you're out here.
Oh, yeah. I thought this would happen. I come out just to be sociable, and you want to put me to work.
Oh, it isn't difficult. Just nip off the little buds, leaving one bud to a stalk. See? Like this.
Well, if you say so.
Oh, it makes the flowers so much better.
Hey, these buds are sticky, Mary.
That's all right.
What's all right about it? I don't like that sticky business.
Oh, Larry, for goodness sake, don't be such a baby.
Well, all right. Anything you say. Just order me around at will.
That's better.
Hmm. Hey, how about Maud Marlowe and that new play she's going to appear in on Broadway?
Oh, Larry, isn't it wonderful? I'm simply thrilled for her.
Yes, it's a wonderful break. And she'll be good, too. I'm glad she got the chance at this part.
It'll be so good for her. She's been away from the theater for a long time. Somehow I feel rather guilty about that.
Guilty? Why should you?
I think that Maud has stayed here with us all this time because she felt we needed her.
Oh, I don't know, Mary.
Maybe not. But I have a hunch I'm right.
Well, it doesn't matter now. She's got a great chance.
Yes, I'm so glad.
When do they go into rehearsal?
Not till nearly the end of summer.
Oh. Well, then she'll be staying on, I guess.
Yes. At least I hope so.
Hmm. Well, in that case, I guess that's that.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing, Mary. I was just thinking out loud.
Don't you want her to stay, Larry?
Of course I do, honey. What a silly question.
Well, then, what were you thinking? About how to use the guest room, perhaps? Is that it?
Mary, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, just let's not have any talk about giving Maud Marlowe's room to Claudia Vincent, that's all.
Who said anything about that? Who even mentioned the subject?
Well, it was in your mind.
Nonsense, Mary.
You've got yourself absolutely sold on Claudia. You believe every word she tells you. I can't understand why you can't see through her.
Now, just what do you mean by that?
Do you actually believe that fantastic story about Rupert Barlow and how he stole her family's fortune?
Why is that so fantastic? Rupert's a man who spent his whole life getting anything he wants. At the time, he wanted Claudia. Oh, not to marry, of course. Rupert's managed to sidestep that issue for years. Look at the way he's treated Julia Dixon, for example.
It still doesn't give him any reason for bankrupting Claudia Vincent and her mother. But he has more money than he knows what to do with.
Rupert only understands one kind of power. The power of money. When Claudia wouldn't agree to his terms, he decided to pay her back by bankrupting her family.
I don't believe it. I think it's an utterly absurd story.
You don't believe Rupert Barlow would do anything wrong, is that it?
He may be self-indulgent. He may be a lot of things. But he's not the devilishly cruel and scheming kind of villain that Claudia makes him out.
I see. And just what do you think caused her to come here to our house?
I think Claudia wants money. She knows Rupert has it. And she thinks she can force him into paying her just to keep quiet.
How can you say such a thing, Mary? How can you believe that Claudia Vincent would be a cheap, blackmailing kind of woman? I should think you'd be a better judge of character than that.
I take it, Larry, that you have made a true analysis of her character?
Of course I have. Claudia Vincent is a highly sensitive young woman who's had more than her share of tragedy. She might have been a great actress, She might still be, for that matter, if she had the chance. Claudia needs friends. She needs someone who believes in her, who will help her recreate her life out of the ashes of her unfortunate past.
Mary stares in amazement as Larry utters these words, unable to believe that he is so captivated by Claudia Vincent. But be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.